What's up, world? Welcome to episode number 3 of Sunday Monday Rewind. This is the Friday edition where we recognize that life doesn't always happen like you want it to. Sometimes there is grave distraction and there are things that come up that you have to handle. Part of being an adult between a holiday weekend and then the snow that affected the northern part of our state, which is where we are. It's been a fun week, been a challenging week, been a good week. And so hopefully these episodes of our Sunday Monday podcast are treating you well, and you're able to, man, if you were in service, be encouraged and reminded. If you were not in service, then it's just hopefully a spiritual nugget to help you walk well in your spiritual vitality. As a church, we want everybody who encounters us to walk well in the day that God has given us to live in. Man, we've been on an incredible journey. I don't want to misquote it. I tried to figure it out before I started recording. I believe we are somewhere in the ballpark of 27 weeks out of 30 weeks that someone has either been baptized, gotten saved in our services, or joined the church. And so it has been insane, just all that God has been doing. And listen, every ounce of praise goes to God. It has nothing to do with the preacher. It has nothing to do with a song service. It has nothing to do with any of that. All praise goes to King Jesus for what he's done. This past Sunday, we got to baptize. We baptized two folks, a sweet 10-year-old girl and a guy in his 70s. And so to think about the power of God's grace and his amazing salvation that catches both of those souls. And you've got one who is coming into being a young woman and another man who has served his life, serving the military, doing a lot of other things. And for God's grace to grab both of those absolutely enthrones me. And I just want to worship the God who saves. And it's just amazing what God is doing. It's actually changing the whole landscape of our church. Man, now so many people, we don't know each other. And we're trying to figure all those things out as we worship together the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So, and if you're in North Alabama, you're in Southern Tennessee, we're 15 miles from the state line, and you don't have a church home, you do now. 10 o'clock every Sunday, we gather and celebrate Jesus. And so we hope you would join us. But as we look back on our Sunday, not only do we have baptism, and we're going to start in baptism this coming week, not only does that happen, and it just changes the flow of our service with such gospel intentionality, but it also kind of sets us up for just a big movement of God. Just what he does in the midst is incredible. And so we've been in kind of a series called Renew, and we have a part two this week, where last week we looked at renewing our mission, and we talked about from a personal standpoint, we are all individually created as part of the body of Christ. If you've been redeemed, you are part of the body. And you may not be the eyes, the nose, the teeth. Maybe you're the kneecap. Maybe whatever it is, we all serve a purpose and function in the kingdom of God. This week we looked at 1 Peter 4, where Peter tells the church, he says, the end of all things is at hand. He says, be sober-minded, be ready. He challenges the church, serve humbly, serve well, serve in love. He says, love covers a multitude of sins. And he says that we are to steward God's varied graces, because God has given each one of us a gift that we may serve one another. So God gave you a gift, and he gave me a gift that we would serve one another. Not that we would sit by one another, not that we would thumbs up text people, but that we would serve one another. And I think a lot of times we recognize that we don't do well at serving. Some people do, a very small portion do, but the latest stat I saw said most churches have more than 70% of their people not serving anywhere. And just let that kind of resonate, that God's word calls us to serve. Jesus empowered us, and he says, I want you to go. No, I don't want you to go. I'm commanding you to go. And he says, I've given you all authority on heaven and earth. Go. Peter says, you've been equipped to go. You've been equipped to serve. He challenges, go steward that. And yet what we see is most people don't. And so how do we respond to that? How do we move in that? Well, we recognize the kingdom call on our life, that the gospel came to you on its way to someone else. And I think it's fascinating the fact that God allows us to play a part in ministry. Remember, Paul's going to write to the church in Corinth. He says that we are now in the ministry of reconciliation, that If you've been reconciled, you're now in the ministry of reconciliation, that you were once outside the team, but once you put on the jersey of the team, now you're on the team, and we begin to serve as function and in position as a team player, and we serve one another. And one of the things that I think the church needs to come back to is getting rid of this hierarchy of church ministry. There's something, it's cultural, I understand that, where, man, pastors are treated or, man, that people act different around us. And it's like, oh, well, you're the pastor. There's no hierarchy to the spiritual gift. We're all given gifts according to God. And my gift is no better than your gift, and your gift is no better than my gift. And we all are here at the leisure and pleasure of the Holy Spirit. And we want to serve King Jesus. So the person who unlocked the door and turned the heat on is equally as valuable as the guy who gets up and preaches. The sweet ladies in our nursery who are cleaning dirty diapers and making sure that kids are safe, they're just as valuable as anybody standing up with a microphone and singing a song. We're all desperate for Jesus, and we all have kingdom worth and kingdom value. And so I want to encourage you today, start serving. I don't know what you're called to serve in, but this is what I do know. I had a military guy tell me this one time. He said, it's a lot harder to turn a boat when it's not moving. But when the boat is moving, it's a lot easier to turn. You may start serving and you go, hey, whatever this is, it ain't me. But what it will do is it will begin to show you other avenues and other areas that you can serve in. You make those moves and then bam, you recognize, man, I found what God has for me. And you get busy being faithful. We're in the latter days. We're in the end times. The finality of life is approaching. And I don't know the date. I'm not going to give you a date because Jesus himself said he doesn't know the date. So I'm certainly not. I certainly don't know. But what I do know is we're a day closer today than we were yesterday. And when we gather this week, if the Lord tarries, then we're 7 days closer this week than we were last week. And we want to be great stewards of God's very grace as we seek to glorify him in this world, in our life, in our church, in our communities, and certainly in our homes. I want to end. We quoted this quote, a phenomenal theologian, Bill Hybels. He's the author. He wrote this, and it strikes me so hard. It said, I would never want to reach out someday with a soft, uncalloused hand, a hand never dirtied by serving others, and shake the nail-pierced hands of Jesus. And that quote hits me hard. Of one day, we're going to stand before the King of Kings, and we're going to give an account. Now, in the Bible, when you look this up, this is called the judgment seat of Christ. When we're going to stand before Jesus and give an account of what we've done with God's varied graces that he's given to us. And I want to stand before King Jesus on that day and hear the Holy Spirit say, man, you did it. You gave it all you had. Man, you threw the kitchen sink. I want to hear that. And I want to hear those well done's. I don't want to hear Jesus and the Holy Spirit look at me and say, man, we gave you everything. You're in the digital age. You can send the gospel around the world. And you could do so much more than every generation before you. And you didn't do anything. And I want to be faithful. I want to be found faithful. I want to be serving King Jesus when he comes and gets me. And if that's next week or that's next year or that's in the next several decades, whatever it is, I want to be faithful. Peter says, the time is at hand. Get busy. So, man, get busy. Listen, if you don't have a church to connect to ours. If you don't have a faith family to connect to ours. And watch what God does in your life when you get serious about following him. That'll do it for episode 3 of Sunday Monday Rewind, the Friday edition. Lord willing, we will see you Sunday. And if we don't see you Sunday, then catch us next week on the podcast. And it should come out on its normal time on Mondays. I want to leave you with this. You are loved, you are valued, and you are cared for. We'll see you next week. God loves you, so do I. See ya.